From the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
He who walks with wise men will be, and a companion of fools will, you know what it's saying? If you hang around dodos, you're going to come, And if you hang around smart people, you're going to come Portuguese. Very good. You guys coming smart already, that's right.
Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, president of New Hope Christian College in Eugene, Oregon.
When we left off yesterday, we were listening to a message entitled Graduating to Wisdom. Pastor Wayne reminded us that there are a lot of decisions we have to make in life. Now today we'll learn more about how to find wisdom to make godly decisions. That'll be coming up in just a moment, but first we invite you to join the people of New Hope for a few minutes of worship.
Thank you, Father. We just want to lift up our hearts to you and give you all the praise today. Sing with your heart.
Join us now for a message entitled Graduating to Wisdom. Here is Pastor Wayne.
But you're going to start to make decisions that are either not right or wrong, but is it wise to do that? Or is it unwise to do that? That's where a lot of friendships are ruined. A lot of marriages go down the slide, not because someone is violently wrong, but because we constantly make unwise decisions, say unwise things, and it destroys marriages. Some time ago, a guy called me, a great Christian guy, and he said, Wayne, I need your help. I need your help. And I said, well, what's going on? He said, man, I'm done. My marriage is like history. I'm roadkill. Man, I'm damaged goods. I said, whoa, what's going on? He said, oh, man, I didn't mean to do anything wrong. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I said, well, that's good. But he said, I'm finished. I'm in deep weeds. I said, stop. What happened? He unpacks this story. He says, there's a girl at my office. She's going through a problem at home. So she's telling me her woe story. Well, it's time for lunch. And I said, well, we shouldn't talk here. Come on, let's go. I'll take you to lunch. So we went to lunch at a restaurant by this river. And she told me her heart story and she started crying. I said, well, it's time to go back to work. Come on, jump in the car. And we got in the car and she just started crying and crying. So we just sat there for a while. And it's just looking at the river when there's a road in between. And so we just parked there, and then I said a few things that must have helped her. She said to me, thank you so much, she said, and she looked at me and gave me a big old kiss on the lips, and when she did, my wife drove by. I said, you are roadkill, dude. He said, but I didn't do anything wrong. I said, no, but you are dumb. He said, I know, what am I going to do? I said, it's not my problem, dude, you're finished. No, I didn't. I said, okay, well, let's sit down. You see, even though he wasn't operating on right or wrong, he failed in the area of what was wise or unwise. I said, your lack of wisdom started at the office when you gave yourself to this instead of listening and then kind of handing her over to another sister or referring her. You took that on and went from one step to another. No, you didn't do anything wrong, but you did stuff super unwise. It took him 8 months to build trust back with his wife. And you say, that one incident? No. You see, he had been making other unwise decisions all along. So it gave their marriage a very fragile foundation at this point. Was it right or wrong? Mm-mm. It was unwise because he didn't know the difference between wise and unwise. And if you start making unwise decisions a lot, you get demoted back to trying to figure out what's right and wrong. So you graduate to wisdom. Now, remember, when you see, oh, this person needs help, I might as well help her. Wait a minute. You have to remember. Remember that wisdom says she needs help, but you may not be the one to help her. You facilitate help. You see, the eye just says help. But remember, we don't just judge by what we see because our eyes don't see. It is the values and the wisdom that we have inside that will determine what we are seeing and how we will react or respond. And our decisions will be wise or unwise, not by what we see, but by what we have on the inside. And we've got to develop that archive of wisdom so that we make wise decisions, or what the Bible would say, divinely guided decisions. That's what's going on in the inside of us that'll determine that. And it was said of Jesus that he did the same thing. In fact, let's read what it's prophesied of Jesus in Isaiah 11 and verse 3. Let's read it. Go. He will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear. Yeah. You see, the Lord's exampling to us that you don't see with these eyes, you see with these eyes. In fact, some hymn writers or chorus writers say, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Because you see, that's where we really see. He said, Wayne, how do we develop that wisdom? I mean, it's so important that even Solomon himself prayed, of all things, Lord, I just want one thing, because I know this one tool applies to everything. Lord, please give me wisdom. That's that universal tool that applies to every decision. You say, well, how do we gain this? How do we pack up? Listen, first of all, please know that every single person has that availability, that capacity to be people of wisdom. Because when the scripture says, ask, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach. Just make sure that when I give this to you, that you don't squander it. Because if you use it, it'll archive as an accumulating wisdom. If you don't, you squander it and nothing is built here. So be sure you learn to use that. Okay, well, how do we start stacking this up? Where do we find sources to accumulate wisdom? Let me give you three guidelines in accumulating wisdom on the inside, because every single one of us can gain wisdom. Well, what are those three guidelines? Now, there's so much we can talk about wisdom, but let me give it to you very simply. And there's three starting points, three starter guidelines. Number one, where do you get wisdom? First is, would you write down number one, pursue the best influencers. Pursue the best influencers. What that means is this: there's going to be people that will influence your life, good or bad. Pursue the best ones. And don't just leave it to chance. Pursue it. In fact, the scripture says it this way. Let's read Proverbs 13:20. Go. He who walks with wise men will be, yeah, and a companion of fools will, yeah. You know what it's saying? If you hang around dodos, you're going to come, yeah, dodo, yeah. And if you hang around smart people, you're going to come Portuguese. Very good. You guys coming smart already. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, who you hang around with, you'll become like. You know why? Here it is. When it comes to wisdom, listen carefully, wisdom is more caught than taught. When it comes to wisdom, wisdom, accumulating it, is more caught than taught. For example, you can go to a class and they'll give you the definition of wisdom. They'll give you American Webster. They'll give you the etymology of the word. They'll give you the semantic of it. They'll give the historicity of it. And when you get all this definition of this word wisdom, when you leave the class, you are none the wiser. Why? Because when it comes to wisdom, wisdom is more caught than taught. If you see a person, however, on the other hand, that has been wise and therefore successful in his finances, his marriage, his faith, his community, his family, watch them. I like to watch them, watch how they deal with children, how they respond to difficult people, how they resolve a problem with their spouse or their children when they're acting up. How do they work with them? I watch them. I watch them talk to people, whether they're young or elderly. I just watch them. And when I see how they deal with people, and I think, wow, look at their compassion. Look at the way they listen. Look at the way that they are intent about what's going on in the other person's life and not so quick at all to divulge what's happening in theirs. They're far more interested in the other person than their own. And I watch that and I think, wow, that's cool. And you know, when I go away, I am deeply influenced by that. And I think, that's how I want to be. Because when it comes to wisdom, it is more caught than taught. So you pursue the best influencers, because you will have people influence you, good or bad, and you gotta hang around wise ones. So you say, well, okay, that's cool. But Wayne, what if you don't have any wise people like in your family? Are we then hopeless? No, you're New Hope. Well, where then, if we have New Hope, where do we find these people? Oh, they're everywhere and accessible to every single one of you. Huh? Yeah, but I don't have it. No. They're accessible to you. They're right around you. No way. Uh-huh. Can you give me their names? I can. I'll even tell you their names. Joseph, Daniel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joshua, Solomon, Ruth, Esther. Hey, but they're in the Bible. Exactly. You see, the wisest people of all are listed for you. They're right at your disposal. And when you hang out with these people, you develop wisdom, because wisdom is more caught than taught. Can I encourage you, when you read through 1 Samuel or 2, don't say, okay, I'm going to study the Bible. No, no, no. Just say it this way. I'm going to hang out with David for a while. Oh, I hang out with David. Hey, how's it, David? You're in the wilderness now, huh? Yeah, oh, yeah. And just see what he's doing, how he responds. Oh, I'm going to hang out with Solomon for a while. I'm going to hang out with Jesus for a while. And when you do your daily devotions, you're hanging out with the wisest people God has to offer us. You understand? So even though we say, well, our society doesn't have many wise people. No, it doesn't matter what society you're in, what age you're in, what college you're in, what environment you're in, you can hang out with wise people. And in your bulletin today, we've given you a Bible reading bookmark. And I can't think of a better time for you to begin reading than today. I want to encourage you to read with me and partner with me, because that's the very reading that I do. If you haven't started, start today. And by the way, those of you that are doing devotions and you've been doing it for a while, wonderful. But let me just, for this season, while we're doing this series, can I challenge you just a little bit more, only about 5 more minutes. And you know what it is? There's one book in the Bible that you can hang out with Solomon in and get tons of wisdom. It's called the Book of Proverbs. There's just hundreds of treasures of wisdom found in Proverbs. And when I first came to Christ, I came straight out of the world, and I needed so much wisdom because I was so unwise. And I thought, Lord, I just really need your help. And so this is what I began doing. I began reading a chapter of Proverbs for the day, because there's 31 chapters in Proverbs. So basically, if you read one that corresponds to the day, you can just read through the book of Proverbs once a month. And I did that for 3 or 4 years. And it helped me so much to extract and distill wisdom by which decisions would be made. And all you do is, like today's first, you read chapter 1. If it's the 7th, you read the 7th. If it's the 12th, if you miss 1 or 2, just do the day that it is, and you'll be able to go through Proverbs once a month, chapter by chapter. And I guarantee you, it will give you an increased dosage of wisdom by which you will make divine decisions. So anybody can hang out with wise people. So just hang out with Jesus for a while. Just hang out with David. Hang out with Solomon, because when you walk with wise men, you will be. Pursue the best influencers. It's a guideline in building wisdom. And wisdom applies to every decision. The second thing is this. When I come to a decision, and it's not necessarily right or wrong, because if it's wrong, I just say no. But sometimes I don't know if it's wise or unwise, but yet I get a check in my spirit. Whenever you get a check in your spirit, learn the art of fast forwarding. Would you write that in number 2? Learn the art of fast forwarding. You say, well, wait. I know there's on tape decks you can fast forward. Like videotapes or remotes, you can fast forward. But do you do that with decisions? Absolutely. Like how? Well, let's say, and I'm just going to give you a scenario that let's say a married man sees a pretty young thing that's paying him attention, and he's just kind of making friends with her, but he notices that his emotions are being pulled more and more, and he's thinking more and more, even though he's got a family. It's just wonderful. I like to be around this person, and she's just fun. She's vivacious. She makes me come alive. Okay, now, at that point, you better fast forward the tape, which means if this continued in the vein that it's going, just take your mind and just fast forward it. And everything speeds up. And so you start becoming closer and closer. You start having lunch, the rendezvous. There's an intimacy. There's an affair that starts. Your wife finds out. Your kids find it. Everything blows up. You lose your house. You lose your finance. You lose your kids. And then you end up in the end. And most of the time, that relationship stuff doesn't work out. And you're there bankrupt in your heart. You think, is that where you want to end up? Just fast forward it. Nope. Okay. Zzz. No, thank you. Isn't that right? You got it. And the more you practice it, the faster it comes. I mean, you don't have to go through that whole thing. It just It's just, you know, you're thinking about something. Nope. And then sometimes, like Joseph, you just have to flee. I mean, if you're caught in a job and you know something is going south and your boss or some other person is paying attention that has some authority in the company and you feel imprisoned and afraid that you almost like feel like you have to, I tell you what, quit the job and go find something else, even if it's less pay. Less pay, yeah, because money ain't your God. God is your God. And if you can't break away from that, get out of the job. And you know what God's going to do? He will see your heart and he will see how precious you are. And you know what? You will be provided with something far greater because God will be honored by your faith. How'd that happen? Just fast forward. Zzz, zzz. Got it. No, thank you. Just zzz, zzz. No, thank you. And so you just fast forward it. For me as a pastor, I know what God has called me to do. And you'll have sometimes an opportunity that sounds wonderful, wonderful. For example, someone will say, hey, Wayne, if you will invest this much, man, I tell you, this real estate thing's going to go up. And I take a look at it, and sure enough, it's going up. And if you do this, you'll just make tons and tons, a couple million on this. Woo-hoo. Yeah, it's a shopping center, whatever. It's going to go up, so jump in with us. Woo-hoo, man, great opportunity. But then I fast forward the tape. I do that all the time. Just zzz. Okay, if I invest, let's say it does become extremely successful. Now we own this mall over in Arizona or wherever it is going up. And then now I've got to go over there. I got to fly over there. I got to check it out. I got to make sure that my investment is doing well. I got to make sure that everything's taken care of. And then if it goes well, I might invest again. And now you know what's going to happen to the tenor of my life? It'll completely change. I'd be distracted. And even though it's a great opportunity, listen, remember, in the end, as I said last week, God will not hold you accountable for what you've done. He will hold you accountable for what he's called you to do that you've done. How much of what he's called you to do that you've done? And I think, oh, that's not what he's called me to do. Yeah, but you'll be super, super rich. You'll be afflicted with affluence. I'd say, nope. That's not where I need to be. It's a great opportunity. Zzz.
No, thank you.
Yeah, but do you know? I do. But you know what? I will be richer here because wealth is not only in that which glitters.
You have just heard part two of a message entitled Graduating to Wisdom by Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. We'll bring you the conclusion of this message on tomorrow's broadcast.
Just like you, I wanna be a vessel you work through. Oh, I wanna be more like you.
Sing it, I wanna be. Somebody a hug on your way out.
Thank you.
Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord, and aloha.